The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Welcome to part two of the SB Nation NFL show's Community Row. We have been previewing the draft needs in every single division of the NFC. That was RJ's job. Now it comes to me to do the superior conference, the AFC. We are going to hit every division, tell you the biggest need, the biggest fear, and basically what you should be watching for. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get right to it. Let's go to the AFC North now, where the Ravens make a huge move the Friday of draft week. They trade Orlando Brown. They get the Chiefs' first-round pick and more back. Let's talk to Baltimore Beatdown's Jake Luke. Jake, first reaction after you hear the trade, did you like the move for Baltimore?
I would say I do like it, Stats. I like the fact that you're grabbing another first-round pick in a class that you might want to be moving up to grab a player that's going to be able to help you at a position of need, i.e. wide receiver, which we've been talking about all offseason here in Baltimore. You're certainly going to be able to do that now. I don't necessarily love, you know, giving up that second round pick in a pick swap, but with the picks that you get on day two and that fourth rounder, you're going to have plenty of ammo to move back up into the second or the third, whatever it's going to be. So I like it from that perspective. There's a lot of consternation from this fan base about sending, you know, a prime left tackle to your biggest rival. But, you know, for me, scared money don't make money. And as far as, you know, the Ravens go, the Ravens are not the Chiefs' rival. They haven't beaten them in the Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes era. So if you're going to operate scared and not do what you need to do to ship a guy off who is going to leave anyway and get some pretty good draft capital in return, you know, I don't know what you're doing. So I like the move personally.
The Ravens now have two first-round picks this year. What should they do with those two first-round picks?
I think they should package a pick and move up and get a wide receiver and end this conversation. And I've been saying it all offseason and end all this consternation and concern about the position. And, you know, whether it's Rashad Bateman or Terrace Marshall or one of these guys that are going to be available in the early 20s, maybe even later, or one of these top three guys.
I would have put Ravens wide receiver issue as the number one draft need in the division. Assuming that that gets taken care of, because I kind of agree, your argument's pretty compelling that they can now go do that. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, that they do. What do you see then as the biggest draft need in the division?
I would say offensive line for Cincinnati. I think that's a team that is on the rise. We saw the other day with Joe Burrow's, you know, knee scar kind of floating around, kind of a grisly image that represented a really big issue that the Bengals had last year with offensive line being unable to protect their young franchise quarterback, a guy who I think is going to be a star if they put the right pieces around him.
We have been talking about the draft needs in the AFC North for over 7 minutes, and we haven't mentioned the Cleveland Browns at all. I'm staggered. Why is that?
They're a team right now that doesn't have a ton of needs. So they're going to be kind of in that same realm as Baltimore right now, where there's not a ton of noise that they really need to make on draft day. They've got their roster set and they're in a good spot. And I don't know. I don't think they need to overthink it either. I think they can afford to just kind of do the best player available thing, a la Ravens and Steelers pretty much every other year. Well, Pittsburgh, they don't have a ton of great capital, but if one of these guys starts to fall and, you know, let's God forbid they like one, I'm terrified that they're going to find some way to wind up with a Trey Lance or a Mac Jones and groom them behind Ben Roethlisberger, who might not be the old Pro Bowl Ben that everybody knows, but I think he might still have another decent season or two left in him. As far as the Steelers go, I know we haven't touched on them a ton. That would be a storyline that I would be looking at. But yeah, it's a strong division. And, you know, when you have a strong division going into the draft, there's a lot of different directions that teams could go in.
If there was one team that would do something that would stun you, good or bad, in the division, which team is most likely to do that?
I'm really expecting Cincinnati to go ahead and do the safe thing with the tackle, you know, the offensive line. Mike Brown. I like to refer to him as the Glacier because he just likes to sit there and let things play out around him. And it's a mom and pop shop through and through. And I expect them to do the smart thing and take that tackle. But if they jump on a Jamar Chase or whoever it might be, maybe they trade back and they grab a Kyle Pitts a couple spots behind where they're currently at. That might shock me a little bit, but also they value the offensive skill positions, at least as you probably should, a requisite amount in 2021. So
you can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Wix Studio. Designers and devs, you might be able to do your thing better on Wix Studio, a web platform with everything you need to deliver bespoke sites hyper-efficiently. Design teams get a ton of smart features that can take the grind out of web creation without it costing per pixel control. Dev teams, you get a zero setup developer-first environment combined with an AI code assistant and your preferred IDE for rapid deployment. Search Wix Studio today to explore the full range of features.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.